Hello, I'm Greg. I present Dons on Saturday on a Saturday afternoon from 1 till 3 on MKFM with Toby Locke.
Hiya.
From the MK Citizen. He's the sports editor. Now, we normally record this on a Friday before the show goes out on the Saturday so that we can get to the game and everything. And we podcast it so you can hear it a little bit early. You can hear it at your leisure in the bath, preferably. Today, we're recording it even earlier. We're recording it on Thursday afternoon.
That's so, because I have exciting Friday plans.
It's now Thursday evening. We're in the studio. Toby, your excitement, nerves, anticipation levels for Saturday at this current point?
I'd give them a comfortable 6 out of 10. I expect that to rise to 7.
When?
Ooh, I imagine in the morning.
Where are you going to be at 2:59 on Saturday? Like, in those levels?
7 still.
Just 7?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty high in the emotional scale of Toby Locke, if I'm being wholly honest.
Is it? Have you ever been an 8 or 9?
No.
No, never.
No. No, not even that time that my plane had to make an emergency stop.
You were just like, oh.
Yeah, I was just like, well, my time.
Been about a 7.
Yeah. I was slightly annoyed that, you know, the lady stopped coming around with the drinks, but, you know.
So tomorrow morning, Toby Locke is going to be a 7. It's going to be
absolute peak nervousness.
Toby Locke is going to be at my plane has to make an emergency landing level of nerves.
Yeah, and that's still only a 7.
Which is still only a 7 about the Dons game. Yeah, it's really starting to. I'm a bit busy at the moment, actually. I've got a lot on, so I can't really think about it.
And yeah, I've noticed as well that you've got a fan on Twitter.
Just the one.
Yeah, I mean, based on this picture that has been put on Twitter, it's quite a creepy one in that, one, you don't know it's being taken. It's almost like it's your reflection through the MKFM window. But what's more creepy for me is that while he's posted this today, you're not wearing that outfit.
So as we record this, it's Love MK Day. Lots of people tweeting hashtag Love MK about good things in Milton Keynes. And someone's put, oh, it's got a great radio station. They've put a picture up of me taken through the window.
Mm.
But it's not through the window right in front of me. It's like that window over there. So it's through 3 panes of glass. So it's like a weird reflection. And as you say, it's not what I'm wearing today, which means they haven't gone, oh, it's Love MK Day, I'm going to take a picture. They've taken that picture and
used it for other means.
They've just had it on their phone.
Mm. And thought this will be a good idea to run it on Love MK Day.
Really weird.
Yeah. Do you want me to walk back to the car with you just in case?
No, because it was taken on a different day.
Yeah, but you so don't know where this guy. This guy, I mean, there's plenty of bushes around here. He could be lurking.
It is strange. Odd. But a fan's a fan.
A fan is a fan.
They all count. Hopefully he follows me on Twitter.
Well, you can check. They did tweet the MKFM account. You could probably check whether or not he follows you.
Is it? Do you think it's
not Alex Gilby for those fans in the know?
Do you think it's weird or less weird, more or less weird if he does follow me?
Less weird. No, actually, I think it's more weird if he doesn't follow you but has a picture of you on his phone and decides to tweet the radio station.
Mm. Let's have a look. So we did play the game with Alex Gilby of does Alex Gilby follow me on Twitter?
Yep.
And now we're playing the game of does this creep follow me on Twitter? Not followed by anyone you're following. No, doesn't follow me.
Wow. That's even creepier.
He's got 9 followers, though.
Oh, wow. So he's big in the Twitter game, then.
Not bad.
Watch out, Justin Bieber.
Oh, MKFM has replied to that tweet, actually, with a thanks and a kiss emoji. That's not
For the record, that's not from Greg.
That's not
Greg is actually slightly terrified by your weird, creepy tweet.
But still, all the same, you got clanged outside by Steve Gifford. He's a Donson. I think he's head of the MKDSA.
Yeah, but that's not really just a clang, is it?
Well, it is. You got celeb spotted. What did you say? Oh, my God, are you Toby Locke?
No, that's not exactly how it started, no.
Was it all right, Toby?
I think I may have instigated a conversation while I was waiting for you to let me in, actually. I just turned around and went, oh, hello,
that doesn't
mate.
Count. If you talk to someone else, it doesn't count as a celeb spot, Toby.
I didn't claim it. You did. You claimed it was a celeb spot me.
It was a pretty huge one, to be honest. You should have claimed it. Right. Today, on the show.
Yes.
Paul Tisdale. In great form.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he? Yep.
Jordan Houghton.
Mm.
Less good form.
What are you saying?
He was also in good form. And Pete Winkleman as well, who we talked to on Tuesday.
I'd just like to say apologies to Jordan so that he can come on the show next season, hopefully. And also, he got my vote for Media Player of the Year.
Are you giving that away?
Oh, it's not. I mean, yes, this is more important than the actual election going on right now. But, yeah, I voted for him.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, we'll see on Sunday at the awards.
Yep.
feel free, by the way, on Sunday at the awards to take as many creepy pictures of Toby as you like. He'll be on the press table and tweet those. Don't come and talk to him. Just take creepy pictures of him and tweet those.
All pictures of me are creepy.
I didn't vote for Jordan Houghton. No offense, Jordan Houghton.
Okay, who did you vote for, Greg? Or is this some sort of secret ballot?
Well, I thought it was a secret ballot.
Why is it secret?
So there's an award at the end of season awards that's voted for by the media personality of the year for performances on and off the pitch.
Basically, who gives good interviews and has banter with us, effectively.
Yeah, and I think, especially on this show, Jordan Houghton's never been on Don's on Saturday.
Right.
There are some who have, and okay. My vote went to one of them.
Okay, fair enough. So that narrows it down to three.
Yes.
One of them who hasn't really played since Christmas.
Yes.
Which would be a weird choice.
Yes.
One of them who's missed the last four or five games.
Yes.
Or one that's Scottish and remembered your name.
Let's hear it for the con.
Well, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. The secret ballot has
that's
now
an
been
exclusive.
Revealed.
You know two of the votes now for the media personality of the award year.
Of the media personality of the award. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Right.
What a prize.
Listen to me.
Always do.
This is potentially the last Dons on Saturday. Well, it is. The schedule changes from next week, regardless of the playoffs or not. The boss has decided no more.
He's sick of it.
So should we be in the playoffs? I think we'll do, as long as you're right with this, we'll do just a podcast.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
What about if we get promoted? Will we do an after podcast or is this it?
I think there's room in there for a promotion one. We can talk all sorts of rubbish, can't we, you and me?
Yeah. Let me know.
Yeah.
What you want at MKFM on Twitter or just at me. Or
I thought you were talking. I thought you were talking directly to me then. Let me know what you want. I'll just text you, Greg. I won't tweet you.
Tweet at MKFM, please.
Yeah. Okay.
And
okay. Fine.
I'll look at it.
What I'll do is I'll tweet a creepy picture of you, and then I'll say, "Hello, Greg. I'd like to do a promotion podcast."
There is a celeb listener who wants to be on the show, and I think if it was just podcast, we could have them on the promotion party one.
Oh wow!
We've got a celeb listener, an actual famous. He'll be buzzing that I called him that, which I think means you're not actually famous.
Oh well, now that you said he, it's not the person I was immediately thinking of.
Who are you thinking of?
A former MKFM presenter.
Why would she be listening? Right, we'll be back at the end. As well, to wrap up, what you're about to hear next is all the stuff from the show that actually goes out on air on Saturday from 1 until 3.
Don's on Saturday with Greg Burnett and Toby Locke, MKFM.
Here we go, Toby. I'm joined by Toby Locke from the MK Citizen.
Hello, everybody.
This is the last Don's on Saturday.
It is, yeah.
Hopefully ahead of the last Don's game of the season.
Yeah, hopefully that too.
Let's put it in layman's terms. Three teams go up from League 2.
That's right.
Two of the positions already confirmed in those automatic promotion places. There is one still up for grabs.
Yes, sir.
It can be taken by just two teams, which is Mansfield and MK Dons.
They are tied together on the same number of points.
Level on points, and they play each other this afternoon at 3:00. Whoever wins gets promoted to League One.
Yes, there are caveats to that, of course. Mansfield having a greater goal difference than MK Dons mean that if they draw, Mansfield also get promoted. However, it is winner takes all, literally winner takes all.
My dad said, what if you draw but a Don score more goals than them?
That would be a Don's win then.
I was like, it wouldn't be a draw, would it then? That'd be, it's like, all right, so you
do. Has he watched a football before?
Not really.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
The excitement is palpable. The stadium's going to be fuller than it's been all season, I think. Well, apart from Brazil and Spurs.
Well, yeah. For an MK Dons game, it's going to be fuller than it's been before.
The atmosphere is going to be tense.
Oh, it's going to be horrible in there this afternoon. Horrible.
It's in the best possible way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, this is what football's all about. This is the game. Well, these are the sorts of games that people get into football for. You don't go into it for the run of the mill average league game. It's what you can get out of it at the end, and the stakes are so high for both sides that, it's like you say, it's going to be so tense. It's going to be awful at times, really awful.
We're nervous. I imagine you're nervous. I imagine the players and the management are nervous, but it's kind of their job to get over it and get on with it. We are going to bring you Paul Tisdale. We're going to bring you Pete Winkleman. We're going to bring you Jordan Houghton. It's a massive game. Winner goes up. It's in our hands, as Paul Tisdale knows.
It's in our hands. It's in the hands of the opposition for them as well. So it's an unusual situation. It doesn't happen every year, this type of game. So you know, it's game on, isn't it? And it's a whole season will come down to this game. We just have to make sure that we put our best game out and do our very, very best. You can't guarantee anything, but we need to make sure that we do our very, very best on the day.
I mean, it's Tiz's job to be calm and confident and in control, but he can't help. Surely he's nervous about this.
Oh, absolutely. There's no way you can escape what the game means to everybody and what it means if they win, lose or draw. It's going to be one of those where, like you say, he's the one who has to remain in control. But for him, it must be really difficult. He's been there and seen it and done it before. He knows the heartbreak of missing out. He also knows the joy of going up. So for him, he knows what he has to do. And it's just about getting that message across in no uncertain terms to the players who, you know, let's be right, probably won't need telling all that much. He just needs to keep a lid on the emotions.
And he's got a poor playoff record, as have MK Dons. And if we don't win, then we're into the playoffs, and that must be playing on his mind as well. He must want to avoid that desperately.
Oh, absolutely. His playoff record is better than Don's in that he's at least made finals, whereas Don's have missed out every time. Was it what, four playoff attempts? They've lost in the semi-finals each time. But you know, he will be desperate to avoid a third Wembley final, because having, you know, lost the last two finals with Exeter City, I think it left him at breaking point. And another heartbreak like that could be really, really bad for him, you know, mentally. But let's forget all of that. We're not going to go up through the playoffs. We're going up automatically today.
We talked to Paul Tisdale ahead of this afternoon's game against Mansfield. Winner goes up. However, Mansfield, because they've got better goal difference, they can draw the game. And we asked Paul if this affects their preparation going into it.
Yeah, these things have an impact on the preparation, maybe on the psyche. In hindsight, we'll look back and say, yeah, it was a really good thing. Or we will look back and say, it made no difference. Who knows? I mean, we you can easily look back on things. As it stands at the moment, we do know we have to win. Yeah, we're going to have to score a goal at least, aren't we? So by default, you know, whatever happens, we need to score at least one goal. But there's different ways of going about it. You know, we still got to be shrewd. We still have to be considered in our approach. But it is what it is. We've got to win.
You ready for a football cliche?
Always.
The first goal is going to be so important.
First goal will be key.
If Mansfield score, they can just then sit back. They know we have to score two goals to win it. However, if it's 0-0 or 70 minutes, they may get a bit nervy sitting back on a draw.
It's effectively them having an away goal, isn't it?
Yeah.
This goal difference.
If Don's score, it's going to mean Mansfield then have to come out and play and go for it. It's really going to be key, that first goal.
It's going to be massive. And the longer it stays 0-0, I think the more nerves are going to set in. It's going to be an interesting one from Mansfield's perspective, isn't it, really? Because do you go out and chase the game and think, you know, if we win it, and like you say, if we get one goal, Don's have to score twice. Or do they just try and say, you shall not pass, and park the bus from the off? But we all know that if you bang on that door long enough, eventually it opens. Oh, so yeah.
I've just had the horrible thought of it being, you know, 0-0.
Yeah.
And it's the 97th minute and we're
Lee Nichols is up.
Yeah. Oh, horrible. Right, Don's playing at 3 o'clock this afternoon. You can still get tickets on the door. We'll hear more from Paul Tisdale in a bit. We caught up with Paul Tisdale, the MK Dons manager, ahead of this crucial must-win game for MK Dons. And I don't mean, oh, it's must-win. If we win, we get promoted. If we don't win, we do not get promoted yet. Although there'll be the playoffs, of course. We caught up with Paul Tisdale ahead of the game.
You know, it's part of the job to continually balance your emotions. As a manager, you also direct and influence your team. And I have to constantly try to get the right balance. And, you know, the wider view, here we are after 45 games. Club was relegated last year. We're in a really, really healthy position. A chance of winning to go up this week. If we're not winning the playoffs, the wider view is this has been, you know, a really, really progressive year. I'm very proud of what we've done. I'm certainly not going into the game on Saturday, you know, comfortable with life. You know, we want to achieve, but you know, it's been a really good year, and all the stress, all the excitement, all the it's all high quality. emotion. You know, it's we're ready to go. We've had our fair share of disappointments, of ups and downs, hitting the post, hitting the crossbar, goals disallowed. But we've also had our fair share of things go our way as well over the last few weeks. So it is what it is. It's going to be a fabulous afternoon. What a great way to finish the season here at Stadium MK. I mean, we have to be considered about, you know, what if we don't win? But we've at the moment there's one game in front of us. The club hasn't had the best of fortunes over the last couple of years, and here we are with an opportunity to finish third in the league. So let's go for it.
Very pragmatic and reasoned as always from Paul Tisdale. What I can't wait for is us to score a 97th minute winner and Paul Tisdale to go mad.
Oh mate, the jacket will be off. He'll be down that touchline faster than Jose Mourinho.
And he's been so calm all season, so calm, collected, intelligent. I just love it. If he just, the top came off.
In fact, I think, over his head. Well, I think the only time we've seen an awful lot of emotion from Paul Tisdale on the sidelines is when he was having a go at his players, telling them not to celebrate a goal. So to see him with the other hat on, so to speak, and be off celebrating with the players, I think will be amazing.
We really hope that is the case. Should be a huge crowd at MK Dons this afternoon. We're recording this on Thursday so we can make it to the game in time. And at this point, Thursday evening, they've sold 17,000 tickets. They're thinking they'll make 20K at least. There's room for 33.
Yeah, and also, rumour has it that they may need to open the top tier. Which would be amazing.
So
for the final day of the season, that would be fantastic.
We talked to Paul Tisdale, the manager of MK Dons, about the effect fans actually have on the team.
Sometimes it's rather intangible to actually describe how, but you'd rather play with your supporters behind you than someone else's. It's in the right way, if those supporters support your team and don't, you know, angle their energy into the opposition, but actually support your team, it makes a heck of a difference. And you know, I would say my comment so far at the end of my first season here is the supporters have been exceptional in their behaviour and the way they've gone about things, how they've supported the players. Even with disappointments, they've been really, really sensible and supportive of everything we've done. I see no reason why it won't change this week. And you know, if we normally have 7,000 or 8,000 of our people watching us, won't it be great if there's 15 or 16? So more the better. They've been really, really proper all year, and I hope that we can give them some real enjoyment this week after what's been a long year, home and away. The tendencies have been strong this year despite the relegation last year, so well done to all those people at the club here who have encouraged and promoted MK Dons despite the relegation, and all those people that have supported the club and come to games, because the attendance has been great on the road. They've been fabulous. They've supported us all the way, and what a big day, what a big event we've got here, and hopefully they can really enjoy it.
I can't wait, Toby. It's going to be great, because it's always great when you get the stadium full, and normally it is because we're playing Man United or Chelsea, or it's Spurs, they're playing Watford, or it's Brazil. But to have the stadium with, you know, 17,000-20,000 people is going to be great.
Absolutely. I mean, we saw, 15,500 watching the Lincoln game a few weeks ago, and there were moments in that game where it felt like a proper, proper football match, didn't it? I think there was a free kick on the edge of the Lincoln penalty area and the whole place just hushed down. And to have that many people in there just being quiet is weird. And it gives you a really, really tense feel. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, it's going to be a really tense atmosphere anyway. But, you know, when the stadium is built for 30,000 people, it's supposed to have a lot of people in there. So to have it kind of empty and the sort of attendances that you get at this level is a bit disappointing at times, but when big affairs like this come along, Milton Keynes turns out.
When Dons got promoted to League One, am I wrong in saying against Yeovil the attendance was like 15,000?
I honestly couldn't remember.
I think it was around
that whole day. That whole day was just a massive blur for me, to be honest.
If they open the top tier, as you're suggesting, they might. That will definitely be more than was against the Yeovil game. So it'll be even bigger.
And I seem to remember when they got presented with the League Two Winners' Trophy back in 2008. I think it was Morecambe at home that day. And there was about 17,500 people there. And it was a great atmosphere. And it was a real party sort of day. But that's because the title had already been wrapped up. So this could be all the drama that you'd want from a football match.
Today's MK Dons game is gargantuan. We can't emphasise enough. A win and Dons are up. And we're nervous. You're nervous. And I've always wondered about the players. Like, surely they're nervous going onto the pitch.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of everything. I'm sure come Saturday morning there'll be a few more nerves, but I see that as a positive, to be honest. I think a little bit of nerves is good. Gets your mind switched on and gets everyone ready. And so yeah, it's not a bad thing. But yeah, anticipation as well. Looking forward to it. It's gonna be a good day.
I get nervous like talking in assembly in front of 100 people. Never mind.
Sorry, when was the last time you spoke in assembly?
How old am I?
At least 10 years ago that you even went to one.
Yeah, at least 10 years ago. But
how is that the reference that you've drawn to?
That's how nervous I was.
Wow.
But I still think about it. I can't
Do you have those anxiety dreams where you wake up the morning before term starts naked, and you've gone to school without trousers on?
I was in very little clothes in front of assembly once, as I got body painted blue for charity. Because everyone was having their hair shaved off, but I've got no hair, so I couldn't do that. So they body painted me blue.
Wow.
Yeah. So I can't imagine what it's like to step out in a stadium in front of 20,000 people.
Certainly not painted blue.
Must be nerve-wracking. At time of recording, which is Thursday afternoon, 17,000 tickets sold for MK Dons v Mansfield. And Jordan Houghton talks about the big impact that can have on the players.
Yeah, definitely. I think Mansfield might be bringing 5,000 as well. Hopefully we can get similar to the Lincoln game. That was a really good atmosphere. But yeah, they've been excellent all the way through the season. Especially you notice it more in the away games when they've travelled and they've done really well and they've been very loud. So hopefully more of that on Saturday. And these are the type of games you live for. These are the type of games you're paid for. And I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going to be a fantastic atmosphere. We'll get some stuff from Pete Winkleman as well in a second. Massive game for MK Dons against Mansfield. Winner goes up. We caught up with the chairman, Pete Winkleman, ahead of the game.
Pete, Saturday afternoon, 3:00, third versus fourth, winner goes up. Are you excited or nervous?
Well, I mean, it's just such an incredible situation that's occurring, really. I can only think of two or three examples in all the time I've been involved in football where so much is on a last game in the season. I mean, what's brilliant for us is that actually everything is in our own hands. Win or lose on Saturday, there's still the playoffs to come after that for anybody that doesn't get through it. But of course, I think, you know, what's at stake on Saturday is just going to make it a very, very special game.
And, I mean, you mentioned the playoffs. Wembley, going up at Wembley, a brilliant experience, brilliant stadium. But I'm sure you, Pete, would much rather do that here at home at Stadium MK.
I mean, when you start to think about dreams and you think about your football dreams, then, yeah, it has to be, you know, getting promoted at home in the last game of the season. That has got to rank right up there. I remember, you know, many years ago when we were saved on the last game of the season from a relegation, and that was almost one of the most euphoric moments that I'd had. So what it would be like to win promotion in that sense. And that's why, you know, I do think it's a really significant event. It's a little piece of history for the club, for Milton Keynes. I'm so pleased that after the last few years where, you know, I've had my head in my hands on many, many occasions, that we have come back, that we have had a much better year. Isn't it better to be talking about this kind of exciting end of the season than the horrors that we've had of recent years? But football is full of ups and downs, and it's about how you handle it. So I'm very proud of everybody that they put ourselves in a position where we come into that last game. It's in our hands. We win it. We go up. And I think if we'd have given anybody that situation a year ago, we'd have all bitten your hands off for it. And that's great credit to the management, to the players, you know, and to our supporters that have kept going through thick and thin. And, you know, hopefully we can all come together on Saturday. There'll be a massive Mansfield crowd as well. And people are saying to me, you know, why are there so many Mansfield people coming, Pete? Why don't you manage the stadium and keep those numbers down because you lose your home advantage? And that's true. But there's just as much at stake for them as there is for us. We're a city that's always had our doors open, so we don't like to go and restrict that. And there's a real fundamental thing that if you want to go to a football game, there's 20 other thousand seats in the stadium that you can go and buy a ticket for. And the worst result is to have a load of Mansfield fans in our home areas and with something that's so much at stake. That's a kind of fraught situation that you don't want to do. So we're going to let them come. We want to get as many people in for Milton Keynes, and we want to negate the power of their away support with the amazing power of Milton Keynes home support. And if Milton Keynes, we love an event in Milton Keynes, well, I tell you guys, this is an event on Saturday. It's a one-off. As I say, think in your lives how many times this has actually happened, where so much is at stake on one game in a normal season. Not a playoff, not a final, but this is everything for us. It's definitely our cup final.
I don't think you can ask for a more passionate chairman, can you, than Pete Winkelman?
No, I think he pretty much sums up the mood of everybody going into this game, and he's about as excited as everybody is.
Right, you've not got long to negate the parking and the buying your ticket and everything. 3 o'clock today, one of the biggest games in Dons history. MK Dons against Mansfield, winner goes up.
Dons on Saturday with Greg Burnett and Toby Locke, MKFM.
Ah, it's so close now.
Yes, it is.
And if you're listening to this, it's even closer.
Yep.
Because I've had to edit it and put it up and everything. The excitement is palpable. And can we address something that's like might happen, might not?
Yep.
If Dons get promoted, night out on the beers.
Big time.
If Dons don't get promoted, night out crying. Not night out, night in crying.
Yeah. We'll grab a pizza or something.
Yeah. If Dons get promoted, rumour has it, it's all a bit up in the air at the moment, but we've got to do our post-match interviews and everything, but obviously players are celebrating, blah, blah, blah. They'll do a lap of appreciation, and apparently the rumour has it that we will be in that lap of appreciation doing interviews.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Now, this is a great opportunity for us. 20,000 people in that stadium, and yep. we're involved in the lap of honour.
Oh, are you thinking some sort of like John Terry moment where yeah. you just show up having not actually been a part of anything? But you just show up and then start milking it.
Yeah, well, this is an opportunity, I think, too good to pass up. So as we go around interviewing, I'm going to clap the fans.
I think it's only right that you do that.
I'm going to clap the fans. Alex Gilby will be there as well. And we talked to him on the show about a double pump, if we win, to do a double fist pump.
That's right, but it was. Pump. I think it was before the Yeovil game, wasn't it? But where he got injured.
It was where he got injured, yeah. Now, Conor McGrandles did the fist pump, and let's hear it for the Dons for us, but we've yet to see Alex do the double pump. So I think a big double pump in front of the cowshed, me and Alex Gilby.
Oh, yes. I'd love that. I think the listeners of the show would love that. I think the fans and the cowshed would really appreciate that. It's what they've all been calling for.
So my thoughts are, if I wear a Dons kit, do you think I could get away with people thinking I'm a Dons? There'll be lots of casual fans there.
Yeah, yeah.
There'll be loads of casual fans there. They will have no idea that I'm not a Dons fan.
Oh,
just
wow.
Play.
Can you imagine? We need to put this some sort of plan into action. Now, the shirts are reduced at the club shop. Massive clang there for the club shop. But what you'd need is a shirt. You need it printed.
Yeah.
With anything on the back, really.
Yeah.
I mean, ideally, your name.
Get one of the tracksuit jackets or something.
Yes.
Wear one of those. And I'll clap the fans. Do you reckon I could... So there's a challenge for me to get a selfie with a fan.
Oh, that would be incredible, wouldn't it? That would be incredible. Or to sign something. I think signing something actually would be better than a selfie, because people could recognise you off of radio or from the bushes that they take pictures of you from normally. But I think if you were to sign something like a programme or, you know, something like that, I think that would be incredible.
That would be brilliant. Are you going to do it as well? Are you going to cut the fans?
Oh, no, I'm a person of profile here, Greg. People know who I am.
I'm going to do it. I think it'd be hilarious.
To be fair, I've only signed one thing in my entire tenure in this job, and that was because...
Someone's boobs.
No, it wasn't. It was when... I don't think you're familiar with the press exit at Hillsborough in Sheffield. One year, I walked out of there, and it's the same entrance and exit that the players use, and it's where all the Sheffield Wednesday fans or MK Dons fans or whichever club's there gather to sort of get their stuff signed. And I walked out with my laptop bag and my coat zipped up, and somebody just shoved the program under my nose and said, "Can you sign this for me, please?" And I went, "Okay." And I thought, if you're not gonna recognize the players that are down there and that have come and you're expecting to sign, so I signed this guy's program.
That's like the antithesis of "Do you know who I am?" Like, you should have said, "Do you know who I am?" But not as in, "Do you know who I am? I'm a big deal."
Yeah, but I'm like,
Do you know who I am?
Because I'm not. Do you know who I am? Because I'm not really worth... I mean, this signature won't go for anything on eBay.
Like, yeah, well, arguably would MK Don signatures go for much.
Particularly at that era. Yeah. I think the biggest name of that day was probably Keanu Marsh Brown. yeah, wow. I've drawn for Keanu.
So I think big opportunities for us. Also, we might not go up.
Well, yeah, there is also that.
I'll go clap the fans anyway.
That's all they want. That's all they really want, you know. Clap the fans. You could probably be Gaffer if you did that. Or at least they'd probably sing a good song about you.
Yeah. He's big, he's bald, he scores all the goals. Greg Burnett. I haven't worked on that before. Right, let's finish with a clip, as we always do. Let's hear it for Paul Tisdale, please, about why he loves MK.
It's Love MK Day today. You've been here almost a year now. What do you love most about Milton Keynes and MK Dons?
Well, selfishly, coming to work every day to Stadium MK and doing my very best for the football club. I'm a little bit sad. I spend most of my day here at the stadium. I don't go anywhere else. I arrive here at 7 in the morning, leave at 7 at night some days. So my life is very much here. I like the kit. I like the gold stripes. So leave it on that, shall we? I like the gold stripes.
Do you like next season's kit? Have you seen that yet?
Yeah, I like the gold. Yeah, it's on trend, and I like the kit.